Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from La Cordon Green. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. They're sounding better than the first time they had the tequila drink, or the Mexicano drink. Anyway, we promised you some pickle trivia, so I want you to put your thinking caps on here. According to pickle industry research, the average American prefers how many warts per square inch on their pickle? Do I have a guess? Who said? You said? You are a pickle genius. It is 7 warts per square inch. Now, would you believe that Americans preferred warts on their cucumbers or their pickles? Europeans, however, being finicky as they are, and I'm sure Chef Eric will follow the European mold, they want no warts. And one final question. A pickle's crunch should be heard audibly from how many paces away? Are you kidding me? 10, you're right. 10 paces. And you know, you've got a perfect pickle. Well, we're not in a pickle here. We're in a pickle because we got to get out of here. But one guy that has, he is the perfect pickle man. He is the man who has made barbecue. He really resurrected the barbecue culture. And I know you're too humble to say that. But you really were instrumental with the barbecue Bible. It really started people thinking and really getting back into it. You're on the cusp. And now your celebration is fantastic. Your new book, Project Smoked, is awesome. And your new TV show starts Monday. Well, of course, we are taping, so it's Monday.
Yeah.
Memorial Day.
Yep. Actually, that weekend. It will air. Start airing on Saturday and Sunday. And for that, you know, to find out where it airs in your area, go to projectsmoke.org and look up where it airs in your area.
Well, let's run down some of the recipes that you did today. You started out with mezcalini. Now, we didn't have the mez or the lini. We had the lini. We didn't have the mez. But you figured it out.
We smoked tequila to turn it into mezcal, which is a smoky cactus agave spirit from central Mexico. So, I mean, I hope what everybody learned watching and listening is that think about the result you want to go, and then figure out how to get there, and never let the lack of an ingredient slow you down.
And that was truer words were never spoken. Then we moved along to a smoked planked camembert with jalapenos, not on a steak, and pepper jelly.
Right, and this is a dish, actually, it's a good dish to use on a gas grill. Now, gas grills are notoriously lame for smoking because they're vented in such a way that the smoke goes pouring out. But because you're charring the plank, you're actually doing sort of a micro smoking right on the plank.
And that is one of those things that, how long, like when you're smoking the tequila, I forgot to ask you, how long and how much smoke?
Well, we did sort of a cold smoke on the tequila and ice, and we did it for about 10 minutes. But we again front loaded the wood chips to really create a thick cloud of smoke.
And for the camembert, until it starts to, what temperature are you looking at?
I work at a high temperature on that, about 400 degrees, and you know, you're sort of 6 or 8 minutes in.
And so is it, so this key
and,
is
and, and by the way, and so I hope I've dispelled the notion here that all smoking is low and slow. You know, true barbecue done between 225 and 275 degrees, but in fact there's cold smoking, there's hot smoking, there's smoke roasting, there's rotisserie smoking. And this is what I've tried to do in Project Smoke, is really examine the whole wide world of smoking, not just traditional American barbecue.
And then you went on to the wonderful char siu Chinese barbecued pork.
That's really barbecued, right?
Yes.
A little smoke flavor.
And that was basically a marinade process, which can take anywhere from a couple of hours to 8 hours, and then you go from there.
Correct. And there was a rub, that five-spice sugar and pepper rub.
What's amazing is you knew what all the five spices were. Most of the time you ask someone whether five spices, they get one, they get two, and then they get stuck.
Kevin,
you just
rattle
it off.
This is my job.
Well, you do it well, sir. I'll tell you what, you ought to think about writing a book, maybe doing a little TV. But anyway, then you finished up, of course, with the smoked ice cream. And I think, how many of you were surprised that you could smoke ice cream? Look at that. You blew their minds collectively. So once again, quickly, what did you do and how did you do it?
Smoked ice cream. So unmolded the ice cream, placed it in a bowl on another bowl of ice. Heated an egg super hot, front-loaded it with dry wood chips. Why dry? Because you want to get a big burst of smoke right away, unlike when you're smoking a brisket, where you want to dose out the smoke very gradually in small quantities. But you want to smoke the ice cream long enough to coat it with a veneer of smoke, but short enough so that you don't actually melt it.
Now, you have traveled around, seen different styles. There's something that came out. We saw it at Eggfest last year. And I saw you mention in one of the copious amount of articles I read on my copious amount of research, the Carson Rodizio.
Yes, very cool machine. And actually, pretty heartwarming story. So this is a Brazilian-style rotisserie. And you know, at Brazilian restaurants, and in Brazil, when you go to a grill restaurant, what they really mean is it's a rotisserie. It's mounted, the spits are mounted horizontally in a wall with motors behind. And you put the fatty meats on top, and the fat melts, and it bastes the leaner meats on the bottom. And a good restaurant might serve 15 or 20 different items, everything from picanha, which is fatty sirloin with a fat cap, to chicken hearts, to you name it. So this guy, as a teenager, was a soccer enthusiast, went to Brazil to learn how to play soccer, wound up falling in love with barbecue, created a Brazilian-style rotisserie for the American market, had his company taken away from him by an investor, came back, did a kickstart, relaunched the Carson Rotisserie, and it's a really cool machine. And he's actually just come out with a Big Green Egg attachment. It's also an attachment for a Weber kettle.
Yeah, and that's really, if you haven't seen it, it is really, really impressive. Now,
and he's been at Eggtoberfest, and he I believe he was up even at the North Georgia Eggfest.
Yes, he was. Now, do you have a favorite barbecue sauce?
Well, I make my own sauces.
Ah, well, and, tell us about it.
Yep, and those are sold under the brand of Project Smoke. We have a new line coming out in July, so watch my website, barbecuebible.com, for that. But I'm actually such a dumb businessman that the formulas for all of my sauces are found in my books. So you can make your own if you like to.
Yep, or you could buy it and help a brother out.
We like
it. Anyway, so many people to thank. You have no idea how difficult it is to do this show. Not the fun part that you see right here, but the hours and days and people that get involved. And I always like to remember, first of all, to the chef manager of the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, Amanda. Let's give a big hand to Amanda. I'll tell you, she wanted to be here today, but something came up, let's just put it that way. And also to our special, very special guest, Stephen Reichlin. Would you like to have him come back one day?
Yes.
And you know, you can't do it without PR people. And Stephen has a great gal. She's the Associate Director of Publicity for Workman Publishing. 18 emails, 4 phone calls over 4 weeks. And then 6 with Amanda to make this show come off as flawlessly as it seems. I would like to give Rebecca Carlisle with the publicity firm for making sure that this happened with his publisher. Let's give her a big hand. Workman Publishing. And of course, as he does each and every week, when he has an exciting guest, and then if not, he kicks it to me. But anyway, he is our wonderful chef, the gargantuan of goodies, the dynamo of delicious. I wish you would give a big, huge big thanks to Chef Eric with a K Holdo.
Hey. I got to do nothing today. It was great.
To the keeper of the dials, the gentleman who kept us on air all the time, he is Michael the Whip Holst. Hands, there we go. To our producer extraordinaire, Teresa Lass, chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, have been presented by the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
I'll tell you guys get better as the day goes on. And by Real Sweet. Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, the sweetest onions on earth. If you don't believe me, believe the University of Georgia. They picked them as the sweetest Vidalia onions in the world. If it doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And by Cutter Cigar Emporium, they are your portal to the world. I am your host, Fat but Jovial Kevin Jenkins, thanking you and reminding you, as we do each and every week, to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons that we continue to have this freedom we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
As we cool down the burning mobile burners of Chef and the Fat Man, we remind you to be safe out there. Be responsible. Remember, a safe, clean grill is a happy grill. And Stephen Reichlin absolutely made sure you realize that. Also remind you that Cutter Cigar Emporium, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of June, they're having the ultimate cigar experience. It is a festival extraordinaire, 3 days, and I hear the Budweiser Beer Garden is going to be there. Not that that's important, but it's going to be there along with great cigars. So keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And God willing, we'll see there next week on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs.